Welcome to The Sloppy Slot from the makers of The Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we talk about Big Brother Season 23 with a Harry Potter twist. And like Tiffany this week, we have a mission that is greater than ourselves, which is, of course, this podcast. I'm Michelle.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jose.
Yay.
First,
we got to get sloppy. And I'm living life to the fullest right now. I'm about to drink. I'm about to slither in.
Okay. Wait, I thought you didn't have any beer in your house.
It's not a beer. So.
Oh, okay.
I am drinking a room temperature White Claw.
Well, the best kind.
I know, right? That's how you're supposed to drink it, I heard. And it's strawberry. So very exciting for me this evening.
Sad
due to a lack of beverage choices.
Why is it room temperature?
Terrible.
Because we don't really drink these. There's like a random box on top of the refrigerator, and I didn't plan, so I was scrambling, and this is what.
Why is it strawberry? That's equally sad to me that it's a strawberry
flavor. Is it? I like strawberry. I mean, I don't know about strawberry White Claws, but I like strawberries.
I mean, I like strawberries, the berry, but like strawberry White Claw, I don't know.
I don't think I've had strawberry White Claw.
Jose, why don't you try it and tell us
what you think? Yeah, is it good?
All right, let me try it. it tastes like a nasty, sugary White Claw, so that's what it is.
White Claw, please sponsor us.
Yeah, White Claw.
We really talk great about White Claw on this pod. I actually really enjoy the cherry White Claw, so shout out to White Claw for just the cherry one.
I like everything but mango. Mango is the worst.
I actually like mango too. Mango. I don't like lime. I don't like lime. Lime is
not good. Yeah, that one gets old fast.
Are we going to sort the White Claws eventually?
We should. Ooh, oh my God, let's do it.
All
right. We're going to have a whole like White Claw party and then drink each one.
Well, Danny wanted to do a thing where we taste test different seltzers and decide which one's the best. And then she said, but we don't really need to do that because it's White Claw. I was like, great joke, Dan.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Danny, what are you drinking?
I am drinking vodka in orange Mio.
Oh my God, that sounds gross.
No, it's delicious. It's just like, well, we have seltzer water, so it's kind of like orange soda with vodka.
Yeah, I would rather have the room temperature strawberry White Claw.
I like it.
I don't know about that. I think that sounds pretty good.
Plus, I put 2 ounces in, so it's doing the job.
Is it 2 ounces of Mio?
No, 2 ounces of vodka.
Oh, okay.
It's doing the job.
Amanda, what are you drinking?
I'm currently drinking red wine.
Ew.
I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you. It's some sort of dark red wine. It has cherry flavor to it, which is good. But I'm almost done with it, and I'm going to be opening a Mad Tree eventually. So I'll slither in eventually. Mish, what are you drinking?
Well, unlike you guys who didn't seem to want to do anything special for a double eviction, I'm drinking sake.
Oh.
A can of, it's called Bushido Way of the Warrior.
What does that have to do with double eviction?
It's just special. I've had it on my top of my fridge for like 2 months.
Well, I put a double shot of vodka in my drink, 2 ounces.
Is that the one that you got it while we were in Columbus?
Yeah.
I already drank that wine. It's gone.
It's supposed to taste like tart raspberry, Asian pear, and watermelon rind. Not just watermelon rind, which is great.
Is it like the cloudy?
Is it though? Because that sounds nasty.
With a hint of white flowers and a spicy finish.
Is it good?
I don't know. I'm going to try it.
Okay. Yeah, do it.
Do you drink sake cold or room temperature? I think it depends, right?
I think you just drink it warm.
That's right. You can drink it either way.
Yeah.
Depending on your own preference and the quality of the sake. So if it's good, you can drink cold. If not, you should warm it up to hide that it's not high quality. This is very good. It does have a spicy finish.
Do you taste watermelon rind, though? Because that would just taste like...
I don't taste watermelon rind. I do taste the raspberry and the pear for sure.
Oh, and that's the most important.
Well, that sounds delicious. Good job.
It's really good. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Good. What's the percentage on that?
18%.
Holy moly. Jesus.
And you're drinking it straight?
Yeah, I'm just drinking straight.
Should have had it last week when we had the highest proof. We'll see what happens tonight.
We'll find out.
Because now it's time for the potion of veto ceremony.
I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art that is potion. Veto!
During this segment, one of us will win the coveted potion of veto. The winner can then veto any head of house nomination. To determine the winner, we will have a little contest based on our drink choices for tonight. Let's see what the contest is tonight. Meech to the randomizer.
that's my line. This is a good one. This is a good one. I'm out. I'm gonna tell you guys right now before I even reveal what it is. I'm out. But you guys are gonna fight over it. It's least effort.
Oh, come on.
It's gonna have to be that room temperature white claw.
Gonna have to be the room temperature white claw that he found on top of his fridge or whatever, right? Like, yeah.
I feel like that's at least 100%. A contender. But let's are there other?
Well, Danny, you have
effort for mine, honestly. I had so to much run effort. Upstairs to get ice because we had no ice. Just having to go upstairs, I feel like, is too much effort.
Amanda, I think, is maybe a contender.
Yeah, so I have a bottle of wine that I opened last night that I literally just had to take the cork out and pour the wine. And then the beer Justin actually got me while I was sitting on the couch. So
two drinks. Well, the beer doesn't actually count.
Yeah, so the wine, I think that probably Jose's wins more.
I agree. It's definitely the least effort.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you didn't even put any effort to chill it. Like, I would have at least put it in the freezer.
You didn't try to put it in the freezer at all.
No,
honestly,
no,
definitely would have wetted that, like, paper towel, put it around it, thrown it in the freezer for 20 minutes.
No, I just committed to this bad experience. And
didn't even put some ice in a glass and pour it in.
Right.
Glass.
I know.
That would have been a really good idea.
Yes, it would have. I've done it. It actually tastes pretty good that way.
It paid off. Look at me.
Yeah, look at you.
You're a winner.
I'm really proud of you.
Right. Potion of veto successfully won. Very exciting.
Nailed it.
Okay, so we are into the head of house nomination sorting ceremony.
This is a nomination ceremony. It is my responsibility as the head of house to
place the sorting hat on your head, and you will be sorted into your houses.
So each of us has been assigned a Hogwarts house for the week, and we'll sort one big brother, a 23 house guest, into that house. Meesh, you can go first.
Okay. This week I have Slytherin, and I really struggled with this because I just felt like nobody really did anything very Slythery this week. Like, everybody just kind of went with the status quo for the most part. The only scheme that was maybe out there was X was talking about, oh, if I get the veto and I use it on Alyssa. And I really wanted that to happen, but of course it didn't. So I'm actually going to give Slytherin to Derek F. Ooh. Because of the way that he walks around the house acting like he actually thinks he can win a comp. he'll like go around to people and be like, so if I get HOH, I'm going to put this person. I'm like, you're not going to win HOH, man. You know it. They know it. Everybody, the audience knows it. No, you're never winning HOH. So why are you walking around top? I mean, I think it's like comes from some kind of weird mixture of ambition and pride that he has inside of himself where he feels like it's like, kind of like, you know, me at work when I'm like, I'm going to get promoted. I'm not getting promoted. You know, my boss knows it. Everybody knows it. So.
Yeah, I agree. He also goes around talking as if he can convince the jury to vote for him to win over like X and Kyland or like people that he's definitely not going to win against. And I just find that to be just like so prideful, so Slytherin that he just thinks he can beat these people that are playing a way better game.
Mm-hmm. Is he even playing or is he just sleeping?
He's doing a lot of
good he's question. Yeah. He's very sleepy.
Yeah.
He's freaking out about bugs or whatever.
Oh my God, poor Hannah.
I know. So, yeah, so I mean, he's a Slytherin, just kind of because I didn't think anybody else really fit the description.
Yeah, I think that's good. When you did mention X's scheme, though, if he had taken a listen down, I hope the house would have voted him out, honestly.
Oh, me too. I was talking to Jim about it, and I was like, if he does that, he's shooting the first shot, right? Mm-hmm. And at that point, Tiffany and everybody else has the ammunition to be like, okay, well, bye.
Yeah.
And he would have started.
He probably thought that, and that's what, like, he didn't win anyway, so it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Whatever.
Derek F. also figured out how to say the word evict.
Yes. But he doesn't know how to say vote.
He does not know how to say vote. He can't say both vote and evict in the same sentence.
But yeah, he did do better. Good job. He's learning, and Slytherins are intelligent. So.
Did you hear Julie? She like really pronunciated evict when she was talking to him. Mm-hmm. During.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Oh, I noticed that. It was hilarious. She was like, "Who do you vote to evict?"
That's so funny.
Amanda, who are you sorting this week?
I'm sorting the Ravenclaw of the week, and I'm actually going to put Kyland into Ravenclaw because he has been cuddling up with Tiff all during her HOH week, and he knows that the best way to get to the top is to sleep your way to the top. So,
yeah, you're right.
I literally had nothing, guys, so I just was like, Kyland, sure, Ravenclaw, but I thought it was funny.
When you say sleep, you mean literally sleep? Or are you implying that they're fucking okay?
No, they were doing other things.
They were. There was some like blanket movement going on, and both hands were under the blanket.
Yeah, there's definitely word on Twitter that some stuff has happened.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, I support it if that's what they want.
Then. Whether or not it was their own hands on their own self, I don't know. Oh, okay. Yes, they were next to each other when it happened.
Yeah, there's a stipulation that Tiff was just doing it herself.
But
so.
Kylan was in the bed next to her.
Yes.
But still, that's
it's like sleeping.
You know.
That's kind of weird.
He was awake.
He's awake, and he had the covers lifted up, and he was like looking under. Is that what happened?
No.
Okay.
I didn't go back and like watch the feeds. I just went with what was on Twitter, but that's probably what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. I just watched it saw it on Twitter too. So I was like, that is a perfect reason for Ravenclaw. You go, Kylan. You're so smart, sleeping your way to the top.
Maybe she's just itchy. You know, maybe she has like a yeast infection.
Oh my gosh! Ooh.
It's because she'd just be itchy there.
Well, a lot of people were saying that it's actually very cold in the Big Brother house, so she was just shivering.
That's exciting.
Who knows? Not when she has some like heat box next to her with blankies.
I was gonna say with Kylan right there, she was shivering that much that it's like visibly noticeable on camera. I don't know.
Guys, I'm gonna Slytherin in before
good for
we
her.
Do Gryffindor.
Okay.
Slytherin.
Slytherin!
Oh my god, it's just your Slytherin.
I'm gonna Slytherin. I said it correct.
You said Slytherin in.
You said whatever. I'm slithering in.
I think that still works.
I said it wrong too. Damn. Okay.
So this is
you get a pass.
I want to pass.
You don't get a pass. You read every book like 6 times. You don't get a pass.
All right. So, anyways, I slithered in.
Jesus Christ!
All right, I did that one on purpose.
You just say I'm going to slither in with whatever you're slithering in with.
I'm gonna slither in with Mad Tree Shade. It is a blackberry tart ale. Danny, who are you sorting this week?
I'm sorting the Gryffindor of the week, and I'm just all in with Tiffany. What the hell, girl?
Oh my gosh, I agree.
You're the Gryffindor this week because of your dumb move to win HOH. Like, knowing there were only 2 non-cookout house guests left, one being your bestie, she absolutely should have thrown this comp. But her Gryffindor competitive, risky, reckless ego got the best of her. I am so sad and angry for her because this week was rough. And usually she's a Slytherin, but she was just full on Gryffindor this week.
Yeah, she was she took a big risk and...
She did not need to win that. It was really terrible. It's good for her resume, and being like the first person to win back-to-back HOHs is really amazing. Also Gryffindor-y because they are very competitive. But it just was not good for her game.
Yeah, I don't think she was thinking it through. I think she was being a little bit emotional during that comp, and she just really wanted to win.
Yeah, she didn't want Kylan to win. That was like the whole thing.
But it was like an entire agreement that Kylan was going to win. And then she's like,
Well, no, it was actually supposed to be
awesome. Oh, but yeah,
Derek,
she
fell. But LOL, like Derek was going to win anything.
Yeah. But Kylan didn't fall off. And so Tiffany didn't fall off. And Azza fell off before both of them. So that was the issue. But still, I think she should have just let Kylan have it because obviously what happened was terrible for Tiffany's game.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I still think that she played it off really well, and I think that Claire still very much respects her. She made a good argument, which is good for Claire.
No, yeah. I mean, she played off well, but it really sucked. It had to have been extremely, like, sad and just...
She's very, very lucky that Claire is very understanding.
And it just puts her in a bad position with the rest of the cookout because it makes her seem less trustworthy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's probably going to leave next week, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I'd
be surprised. Probably. Unless so she can win something. We'll see. I feel like this was just, like, her turning point of, like, no longer being headed for Final Two.
Yep.
Really? Okay. See, it's my first time watching, so I wasn't sure. Like, it felt like it was, like, bad moves, but... And I was like, is this actually genius? I'm not sure. But it's not.
You know what? In the end, it could be. We have no idea.
Yeah.
we pretend we're experts, but, you know, she could still win. She could. Well, she could still win.
We're experts.
I don't think that she's going to have issues with getting jury votes. I think she's going to have issues just staying in the house at this point because the cookout is just not happy with her.
Even though she absolutely helped get the cookout to get to Final Six, and she was the mastermind, but yes, you are right. She is not in a good spot with the cookout right now.
Yeah, I mean, Xavier and Derek F, they're just, like, after her right now, and I'm sad about it because...
Me too.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, she made that decision, and now she has to deal with the consequences, but I still think she's amazing. I love her.
Same.
She's great.
I think she did a pretty good job explaining to Claire, and Claire took it well. I'm glad that Big Brother actually put the segment on, but man, I don't really get teary during Big Brother, but that segment was rough.
Oh, that was really rough. I agree.
I definitely teared up during it.
Yeah, I felt really bad for Claire. It was really heartbreaking for her.
I felt bad for Tiff and Claire. It was just really sad.
Guys, I tear up during so many moments of Big Brother. I'm not kidding you. And I don't even, this empath. Is the first time. I am. I really am. Like, when Derek X left, I was really sad. When Brittany left, oh my God, I literally cried when Brittany left. I don't even like Brittany that much.
Well, she's crying so much, it was like, you gotta cry, right?
Yeah. I just feel the vibes of other people, and it's sad.
And I was also, like, really emotional when the cookout got to Final Six. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a great emotional moment.
That was amazing.
Such a great moment. I'm getting chills just thinking about it right now, guys. I might start crying, honestly.
Even though, I've been kind of rooting for something to shake up just because I just want good TV, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that I was rooting against the cookout, I was rooting for good TV, but they did it somehow. It's amazing, and I'm really proud of them. It's awesome.
Yeah, but now it's going to be good TV because now they're going to have to turn on each other.
Also, it was good TV just having the cookout get to Final Six. It wasn't dramatic, but it was, like, amazing.
It's still good TV, but I root for the drama. I want drama.
Yeah, I like chaos, but, you know, this was also really great.
Yeah.
Okay, Jose, who is the Hufflepuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this is a good segue for my Hufflepuff of the week because it's got to be Carla.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
In my opinion, because... Yeah, like I was very moved by how she reacted to Tiffany explaining to her, you know, why she had to put her on the block, and just saying, like, she totally understood, and, you know, she was looking forward to being, like, cool with Tiffany after the show and, like, all that. I mean, I felt like it was very Hufflepuff.
So. I agree. Aw, Claire. Or Carla, sorry.
She was awesome. And even though, you know, it kind of felt bad a little bit because, I mean, most of what Tiffany said was obviously true, but they, you know, didn't disclose all of the, you know, reality behind the alliance or whatever. So that felt a little bit bad for her there, but, like, her reaction was so genuine and awesome. And so,
Yeah. Good for her. Yeah. She's a great person. Just all around.
For sure. What was up though? Like, I didn't understand when she got voted out, she just, like, peaced out and didn't.
Oh, she doesn't like to hug people.
Yeah, and she saw that on Twitter.
There's actually a statement out that she's like, I don't want to hug any of these people. So she did hug Tiffany and Chada before the voting out. What's it called? Sorry.
The eviction.
Yeah. The eviction.
The e-vote.
The e-vote.
The e-vote.
And so she said everyone else, she didn't think that they, that she wanted to hug them and that she'll see them on finale night. And they voted her out. So why would she hug them? And there's a whole big
thing. Honestly, it's true. I personally don't like hugging either.
I'd
give a hug to like my one friend and then leave.
She obviously respects
everybody in there. It's just like, I'm not going to give hugs because I hate hugging.
Danny won't even hug us.
No, she hugs me sometimes.
Like sometimes, but it's really reluctant, right? Where I'm like, hey, you know, I'm leaving her house. And I'm like, it was great seeing you. Thanks for having me. Love you so much. And then like the hug is just so like lackluster.
Guys, hugs are weird.
We definitely get it from the Davy side because
my friend group, we sometimes give like hugs like when we're all leaving. Cause I mean, we all live in different parts of the state, so we don't see each other that often. And I'm like always like, let's just do a group hug, guys.
You do that with us too. Let's do a group hug. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
You're right. We probably get that from the Davies.
We definitely get it from the Davies.
Hugs are weird.
I have to know someone really well before I hug them. But now I'll hug people all the time.
Next time I see you guys, though, you're getting a big ass hug.
I can't.
It's gonna be awkward AF
because of this conversation or for some other reason.
Oh no, just this conversation.
Okay.
I don't like hugs.
Jose, I know you do. It'll be extra awkward.
The only person I've never even met in person. The only person I like hugging is Justin. That's it. I hug him all the time. I could hug him forever, but for some reason, anybody else, I cannot do it. I hate hugging people.
I really love hugging Leo. He's a great hugger.
Right. Oh, I like hugging Leo too. Actually, I take that back.
He's fine.
Yeah, sometimes he spits on you by accident. It's rough.
Sometimes I'm like, I love you, bud, and he's just silent. I'm like, fine.
And then other times he goes around the circle and gives us all kisses on our lips.
That's true. That was so funny on vacation. Just kisses on the lips. No warnings. Never done that to me before. And you could see, like, Justin and Jim especially were like, what is happening?
Well, yeah, Jim's reaction was hilarious.
Oh, man, I wish I'd seen it.
Did you not even know that happened?
I was told that it happened, but I missed it.
I think Adam said, Leo, go give everyone a hug and kiss goodnight. And he literally took that absolutely literally and gave us kisses on the lips. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
I was like, could you know what family you're in? What are you doing right now?
Oh my God, Jim's reaction was amazing.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was like, anyway. Oh, are we doing this? Okay, we're doing this.
It was like a moment of hesitation, then he was like all in on it. It was really cute. It was adorable.
It was so adorable. So I loved it.
Anyway, we have to POV.
Right, we really got off on a tangent, guys.
No, it was good. I mean, we really talked through a lot of issues with hugs and
it was like a family therapy session.
I was just here for it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You supported us. You emotionally supported us.
I did. I listened and I reflected, and that's what you can do. So all right, POV.
Yeah.
This is a lot of responsibility. POV, it's time for the veto ceremony. And it's hard to say. I feel like I'm inclined to veto the Mish pick on Slytherin.
Oh my God.
You're in an alliance with him? No, he's in our alliance. This
is the biggest blindside that's ever happened to me in my goddamn life.
That's right. We got blindsides too on the cast. That's what I'm saying. But I don't know. I felt like the whole time I thought Tiffany was kind of scheming there with the whole like not throwing the thing on the poles there, and then like just going for it with trying to get Lyssa out. And so I mean, it didn't work, and it was dumb, but it was like schemey and maybe like a little too ambitious, too opportunistic. So
yeah, I could see that.
You're dead to me.
I knew I would be. But no, now we have like a rivalry, so now you can.
No, I think I'm just gonna sink into like a spiral of depression. Yeah,
like I did week one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be on for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, you realize that you maybe you're not okay and you need a 6-week break. And
yeah. And then you win the veto.
And then you win the veto, yeah, and you're back. And that's life. So here I am.
Well, I agree. Tiffany has been Slytherin basically through this entire podcast, so it's not shocking to, you know, renom her as the Slytherin of the week.
There you go.
Yeah. There it is. I definitely see Gryffindor, but Gryffindor and Slytherin are very, very similar houses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
she wasn't as smart this week as the Slytherin, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
She was not cunning, right? She was more ambitious.
Yeah,
she was just kind of all over the place, really.
Yeah, but I definitely see your point, Jose, because like, gosh, it was just so dumb for her to not throw that comp. But she really wanted to keep Claire, so she was going to get what she wanted, but then it backfired. And right, that seems like a Slytherin thing, definitely.
That's a Gryffindor thing. That's a Gryffindor thing.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think you just explained what I explained, but it's fine.
Well, that's how you put up a poll. That's what listeners decide.
Or readers, as Adam says. What are readers decide?
Yeah. Hope nobody's reading this shit.
Damn, man. All right.
Veto ceremony.
Well, whatever.
I'm going to Slytherin.
Slytherin!
Woo! With a white claw?
I have a white claw.
And what temperature is this white claw?
it was in the fridge, but I've had it up at my desk for a little while, so it's still pretty cold. It's at a crisp
49 degrees.
Thank you, Amanda. And it is watermelon flavored.
Oh, okay.
Watermelon rind flavored, or just is it watermelon?
I think it's the rind. Kind of tastes like a rind. Yeah.
What is the alcohol in White Claws?
5%. So it's not actually that bad.
You mean the type of alcohol?
Yeah.
It's like fucking sugar.
It's sugar alcohol, I'm pretty sure.
Damn. Nice. I'm glad. I'm very impressed that you guys knew that. I was going to be like yeast. I don't know.
Yeast.
Is that how you make? Oh, wheat. Oh, is it wheat?
Yeast is for like beer.
Oh, okay.
It just says carbonated water and then alcohol. So I think it's just straight up alcohol.
I think it's vodka.
It's rubbing alcohol.
Vodka. I think it's rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. It's rubbing alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, and watermelon rind.
Exactly.
I wonder, it's so delicious.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to talk about who's your keeper.
Keepers need to be quick, agile. I like my chances.
There's not a lot of people left, guys. Yeah, but right. Of the few people remaining, talk about who you want to see around for another week, right?
Yeah.
Danny, why don't you go first?
Okie dokie. I'm going to keep Tiffany this week because Tiffany has played basically the best game. She's worked the hardest. And I want her to stay. I think this next double eviction is going to be one for the books. It's going to be chaotic, and I'm going to love it. But I really hope she is not a casualty of it.
Yeah. I think there's a good chance she is, though.
Oh, I think so, too, for sure. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I want to keep her. So, Amanda, who's yours?
I'm keeping Azza because now that the six has made it, or the cookout has made it to the final six, Azza has to now start playing. I am very interested to see how she plays her game. So she needs to start stepping up, and I hope she does because I think she has a lot of potential, and I want to keep her around to see that potential.
She doesn't actually have to start playing. She could just get dragged to the end, you know?
I think that it's possible that she might be in the final. She's definitely going to stay before Hannah and Tiffany. I think Hannah and Tiffany are the targets.
Well, on the guy's side.
On the guy's side.
Girl's side, then Kylan and Xavier are. I do think Azza is in a good spot. I think Hannah is too, because a lot of people aren't really talking about them because, I don't know. I think they could. I think both of them could make it.
But okay. I think, though, that it's going to be an alliance with the guys and an alliance with the girls. But Azza's
girls
like
versus
iffy.
Guys now.
But don't you think Azza's like iffy on that?
Yeah, she's in the middle. So I think she's in a good spot.
And so I'm just interested to see how that's going to play out.
She's not going to do shit.
You don't think so?
But she could get second. She's also been quoted saying she's fine getting third. So I don't know who says that, but she did, apparently.
Yeah, but if she's with the guys, then Tiffany and Hannah are going to leave quicker. So
yeah, absolutely. I'm just saying she doesn't really have to do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I want her to do something, so I'm really hoping she does.
Yeah. That's fair.
Oh, Jose, who are you keeping?
Okay. Can I also say Tiffany?
Of course you can. Yeah. Last week, all three of us said Hannah.
I really do want to see. I think this is going to lead to good TV coming up. So I'm here for it. I feel like she's kind of going to create like a lot of interesting and fun dynamics and drama. And I want to see how it plays out. So I hope it's not her last week coming up, because I think she's just getting started with some wildness. So yeah, Tiffany it is for me.
Okay.
Understandable. I think she's going to cause a lot of chaos, and I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Agreed. Yeah, for sure.
And I'm also excited to see how does this, because I guess the alliance has to start breaking down at this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Two of them are going home on Thursday, so.
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I really don't know what to expect. It should be good.
Mish, yeah. Who's your keeper?
I'm going to go a little unconventional here, and I'm going to say, like, anybody but Derek F. I literally like everybody except for him. And so, and I know he's not going to go, but I'd really like it if he did, and the final five was all the people who I like.
Yeah. I liked him at first, too. It was a bummer, man.
I would like to also get rid of, I know this is not the segment, but Xavier.
Yeah, he's on my nerves.
Yeah, I'm not, like, the biggest fan of him and DF, so I would really love to see a final four of Kyland, Hannah, Tiffany, and Alza.
Honestly, that's can like I just keep all the girls and nix all the guys?
Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously, that's,
I'm definitely,
like,
yeah, ideal. I'm definitely team women.
Yeah, here. Same.
Yeah, me too. Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
I do still like, and I know he did win HOH, so.
You can't say won HOH, that's a massive spoiler.
Sorry about that. Cut that out, Mish. Do your job.
Oh my God, keep that blooper, please.
Jesus. Yes, yes, ma'am. Job. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry. Absolutely, ma'am. I will do that.
Try to get done for 11.
I'm sad that none of us picked Chata for our keeper, because she's my, like, number one. I really
want to. Yeah, but you know what's interesting? You know what's interesting, Danny, is that you have a pick and you could.
I know. I went with Tiffany because I'm afraid she's going to get kicked out. I like to go with the one that's about to get kicked out.
Isn't that every person that you keep, Danny, they leave?
That's why I didn't pick Claire last week and she still left.
Oh, okay.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Last week she's like, I want to pick Carla, but I can't because she'll leave, but then she left anyway.
Yeah. I swear, I have to find a segment where Tiff called her Carla.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that's real, or like our listeners are like, who the
no is it's definitely Carla? Real. I watched it on a live feed, and now I'm having trouble finding it though.
Yeah, I hope all eight of our listeners know when we say Carla we mean Claire.
I hope Claire knows that she's Carla.
She does
when she listens.
She does, you know, she knows.
I mean, she definitely knows. I'm surprised she hasn't tweeted about it yet, honestly.
I tweeted at the person, whoever is taking, is currently in charge of Claire's thing. She didn't tweet me back.
That's okay. She will.
Yeah.
She or will. Else.
All right. Now, Brett. All right. That's how we get sponsors.
Threats. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Up next, in honor of Zingbot's appearance this week, we have a segment called With Zingbot. Zing! We'll take turns zinging some of the Harry Potter characters, and I'll go first.
Of course.
Hope you all have some ready. I have a few. Here's my first one.
I have one.
Minerva. McGonagall. People don't know who Minerva is.
You have to do it like Zingbot. Like,
he does. He says their name sometimes.
No, I know. You have to say it like Zingbot.
Oh, okay. Minerva, you have a lot of great qualities, but only in your cat form. Zing!
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Who wants to go next?
Harry, you might be the chosen one, but no one wanted to choose you to go to the Yule Ball with. Zing!
That's a good one.
Good.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right. Mine is Draco. I know you didn't get an owl in Transfiguration or else you wouldn't have such a small dick. Zing.
Damn.
A little out there, but I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked it. It was intense. It was aggressive.
That's on brand for me, I feel like.
Yeah, it was good.
Jose, you got one?
I don't have one. So we have to skip me because I'm boring right now.
Okay. Oh, I have one from Adam. Peeves, you really think you're the ultimate Joker, but really you're just a floater.
Oh, I love that one.
That's a good one. Get that's it? A good one. Yeah. Yeah, we all got it, I think. Well, maybe Jose didn't get it.
No.
It's because Peeves isn't in the movies.
All right, ready?
We can't reveal this to our listeners, please. So you got to cut all this out.
What? That you don't read Harry Potter? Everybody knows.
Everybody knows?
Yeah, I announced it like on episode one.
Oh yeah. All right. Maybe we did.
Shit. Everyone's listens to every episode in order, so they all know.
All right. So this is kind of more part of my shtick then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I've got one for Voldy. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Voldy, your mom really did go too far with that I've got your nose game. Zing, zing, zing.
Zing, zing, zingity.
Zingity, zingity, zing, zing, zing.
Okay, all right. I'm dialing back a notch on the zings. It wasn't that good.
Zing, zing. No, I really liked this segment. I think we should add it to the sloppy sorting hat.
Yeah.
I actually have a few more, but I think we should just move on and we can just add it as a segment.
Okay.
Everybody listen to the Sloppy Sorting Hat so you can listen to the Wizzing Bot some more. Sorry.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So next up is Ask the BB Professors.
Hey.
If you guys have any questions, don't forget to call us sir or professor.
I have just one question.
Okay.
Dear BB Professor Sirs.
Yeah.
So what do the jury people see again? Like, how are they voting on who wins?
So what they see is basically like, just the ceremonies. Oh, so they see like the nomination ceremony and the veto ceremony, and the eviction. The new jury member comes in with a recording. It used to be a tape, and now it's probably just loaded up on the TV. So
but, with the eviction,
and then what they also have is they talk to each other. So they get information as more people come into the house.
Right. No, I know that. So with the eviction, they see who votes for who as well.
No, they just see
who's leaving,
who left, and the vote count.
Oh, and the vote count. Okay, yeah. So they're not saying who voted for who. Okay.
Right.
So is it possible that somebody could come in the house and, like, completely lie about everything?
Not everything, but a lot of stuff, yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. Is that normal to happen? Okay.
They usually just vent sessions, I would assume.
Okay. And
they come in and they tell their truth, and their truth might not be reality, but it's how they perceive reality to
That's
be.
That's true. Yeah, I think Alyssa's truth is definitely not going to be reality. Clearly.
Right. But they don't. I don't know of anybody who came in and just straight up lied. And I actually don't know the production would allow them to lie.
Okay. That was my only question. Thank you, BB professors.
All right. I got one.
All right.
All right. Dear professors, BB professors. What is up with like the awkward dancing in like the kitchen?
Oh, in the storage room.
Oh, the storage room. Thank you. Yeah, yes.
Oh, good question. Is that where they like celebrate? I just get very
They celebrate and they dance, but it's like always has like the same like vibe.
So I think it's because there are no cameras for the HOH in that room, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Because they can like look at things on their TV. I don't know for sure if that's true, but I think that's right.
I think it's that, and also partially that's where you drop off like the nomination block, the veto box,
Okay.
And others and things like that. So if you're celebrating after a nomination ceremony or a veto ceremony, natural for the person to go and like they drop off the box. But yeah, it's definitely a Big Brother tradition that that's where you celebrate. Like after a comp win, you go with your alliance, you celebrate in there. I think it's, there is no camera in there. It's a very small space. So if you just want like a second to like celebrate, you don't have to worry about being in a room someone else is in and stuff. Yeah. But
okay.
And at this point now, I think it's just, that's just where everyone knows you go to do that.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Yeah, like it was a tradition and they were doing it intentionally, very intentionally there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And there have been times where it's, the funny things happen from it where like people go in there and for whatever reason they forget that it's not soundproof and they like scream and yell and celebrate and they'll come out and people from the opposite alliance will be like, you know, we can hear you in there, right? Like,
Oh, so drama. That's why, because that was my other thing. It's like they're being silent. Like,
they're very quiet.
Yeah. Because it is not a soundproof room. So if you, if you're screaming in there, people can hear you.
Whereas the diary room is soundproof.
The diary room is soundproofed. Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Well, that was some good questions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Jose and I worked really hard on that segment.
We did. And I'm proud of us.
You trying to cut me out? You guys cutting me out?
Yeah.
You having side conversations?
Blindside, cutting you out?
We can be in an alliance, just don't tell the others.
Jose and I are clearly in an alliance. We always are vibing well together.
Exactly. You guys need to get hit to this.
Thank you for listening to week 10 of the Sloppy Slop. Follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat, Twitter at Sloppy Sorting, TikTok at Sloppy Sorting Hat, and on Facebook. And if you haven't yet, start listening to Sloppy Sorting Hat, where we sloppily sort the characters from popular movies, books, and TV shows into Hogwarts houses. And we love the cookout.
Yes, we do.
And from outside our computer screens, this has been the Sloppy Slop. Good night.
Okay, cool.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Keep that.
Cool.